In this post-holiday season, if you're looking for a mental getaway, commentator Maureen Carrigan recommends a mysterious journey to 17th century New Amsterdam.
Over the past 6 months, I've read hard-boiled mysteries starring female, gay, lesbian, African-American, and Native American private eyes. I've also read thrillers featuring gumshoes who are nuns, priests, rabbis, and monks, jockeys, antique dealers, sewer workers, and even a couple of cats. In this crowd, Detective Peter Toneman looks like a throwback. I mean a real throwback. Not only is he white, straight, and male, but the mean streets he walks down are paved with oyster shells. The Dutchman is a new mystery set in the year 1664 in New Amsterdam. Toneman is the colony's sheriff. In Dutch, he's called a schout, and he displays most of the personality flaws that we've come to associate with the hard-boiled private eye. He drinks too much, brandy wine instead of whiskey. He has trouble with authority figures, in this case his Calvinist boss, Peter Stuyvesant. And he has a weakness for good-looking dames, particularly a young Jewish woman named Raquel Mendoza, whose estranged husband Benjamin has disappeared under odd circumstances. The Dutchman was written by a husband and wife team, Martin and Annette Myers. Annette Myers claims she got the idea for the book one morning when the apparition of a heavy-set man wearing breeches and a cudgel materialized in her New York apartment. After digging around in archives, she identified the ghost as Peter Toneman, who really was once the sheriff of New Amsterdam. Personally, I believe her story. Toneman seems tough enough to fight his way back from the great beyond. The historical research that the Myers team subsequently did gives the Dutchman a rich, moldy atmosphere. We learn all sorts of peculiar details here about New Amsterdam and the nearby settlements of Brooklyn and Pavonia, now known prosaically as New Jersey. Toneman's town is a place where pigs run wild down the Broadway, where con men lure the innocent into a primitive version of three-card Monte called Find the Pellet, and where the gallows casts its grim shadow somewhere down around what's now known as Wall Street. New Amsterdam, on Toneman's watch, is also being battered by a crime wave. First, the tavern keeper, Hendrik Smit, commits suicide, or does he? Then, the Mendoza's house is burned down, and a charred corpse is discovered in its ruins. Still another corpse turns up, this one hiding a secret message in its empty eye socket. And there's one more little problem. British warships have just sailed into the harbor, and New Amsterdam is one cannon blast away from becoming New York. The Myers plan to follow up the Dutchman with future mysteries that trace the adventures of Toneman's descendants. That's okay, but I wish they'd reconsider and write more mysteries involving the lumbering, likable Toneman. He sticks with you. When I was in New York during the holidays, I kept thinking about him and wondering about the old secrets and old bones buried deep beneath the city's streets.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Dutchman by Martin and Annette Myers.